and welcome to MR Explorer, the podcast. I am your host, Z Johnson. Last time that I recorded a podcast, I was going to say we spoke, but really you were just listening to me speaking. But the last time that I recorded a podcast, it was to give you an update on Converge 2018, the Insights Association conference that took place in LA. That was in early December. It is now mid-January. And I promised at the end of that episode that I would talk about some of my personal takeaways and my opinions, since that episode was really trying to focus on just a rundown of each one of the talks and what was covered in each one of those talks. So basically a conference summary. So in the past month, I actually have re-listened to that twice, in part because holidays and brain shutting off for a little bit so that I could spend time with family. But what I wanted to talk about were the things that even a month later are still resonating with me and still causing me to think about the way that I approach my work and the way that we as an industry are evolving. So let's start there. Let's start with just the tenet behind the conference being this convergence of data science and market research. As I was thinking about this convergence idea, I realized that to me, it's not necessarily so much a convergence as it is an evolution, a natural evolution of a practice. We in market research, as an industry, this whole industry really started with the idea of there are customers, there are people out there that are doing business with others, and we'd like to get to know a little bit more about them so that we can better create products that would better serve these people, right? That's underlying, to me, that seems to be the underlying premise behind market research. Data science was born of the fact that there was so much data being captured in regular interactions between individuals and organizations, especially in retail. And we realized that with all this information, we should be able to start mining that information to get to understand customers a little bit better. And that is the theme that I heard possibly most throughout Converge, was this idea of just being smarter about the way that we are doing research about customers, about people. It was less a convergence of the two and more an acknowledgement of the fact that some of the methodologies that we have relied on in the past have evolved over time and continue to evolve into the future. And as part of this evolution, we are trying to become smarter, more efficient, and better at what information we are gathering from where so that we can make better decisions and help businesses better. So, instead of sitting someone down and asking them, hey, I see that you just recently took a trip. Let's talk about the journey that you took Let's talk about the path that you took in order for you to even have selected the destination, purchased the tickets, what made you decide on this particular airline versus that particular airline? Why did you decide to go to a hotel versus an Airbnb or vice versa? Instead, there is an acknowledgement that because we are becoming more aware of the fact that we are illogical people, we are human beings and therefore illogical, and we don't always remember exactly what triggered certain things for us, certain decision-making points, that there is information that we can actually use that shows us when decisions were made, gives us a better idea of, for example, search terms that were used to help find particular things and at certain times and in certain ways. And so because of that, there is this, I think that actually combines with the fact that we are struggling as an industry to get people to answer surveys. We are seeing decreasing response rates. And so because of those forces and other forces, from clients and from speed of doing business and customization being something that we are all trying to do, or that businesses are trying to do for their customers, and needing to figure out how we can do that at scale. So many forces combining together to basically tell us as market research, hey, you can't keep doing the things that you've been doing. We need to find better, smarter, faster, more efficient ways of gathering information, and even more accurate pieces of information so that we can make better business decisions faster. And so that was the theme that I heard throughout. And to me, it was a pivot on this idea of converging with data science and more an evolution of perhaps both fields coming together and becoming better together, where a 1+1 can equal 3 if done well and done correctly. There was another thing that I have been thinking about since Converge happened, and that was this combination of an acknowledgement, perhaps an acknowledgement, but at least one person, Karen Krikorian from Disney, she had mentioned this idea of market research as an industry needs to become more humble, essentially was what she was saying. And this idea that as market researchers, we can get so caught up in the minutiae of methodology and purism, basically, of methodology, that we end up getting to be our own barriers. We are our own roadblocks. And this need for us to, and I think the need is not only for us to become more humble about, or perhaps less attached to wholly pure methodology, and perhaps it's more acknowledging that we need to continue to learn, that we need to revisit some of our methodologies and determine whether or not they are the correct methodologies, and even at times, a need to go back to basics, to talk to a client, take the time to figure out what is the actual business question that our client has so that we can figure out what the best methodology is going to be to answer that business question, or at least to provide the information that is going to be useful in helping answer that business question. And so it's both it's a combination of being more humble, but also being more willing to go back to the basics of doing good market research. And there was an episode that I had done a while ago, but it was really focusing on just step one, identify the business problem. And this was in part because of the question that was asked, you know, in this idea of becoming a little less controlling over the information that we are gathering, and needing to get a little more comfortable with being uncomfortable and letting clients have better access to the information themselves, let them digest it, let them take a look at it. Yes, there will be things that they take away that we might not take away from that same data set, but that we need to start letting go of that. It was so interesting to me to hear someone after all of that say, but what if my client says that they want to have a focus group? And just this bypassing of, okay, but who is supposed to be the expert in doing the research? Is it you or is it your client? And if it's you, then it really is your responsibility to go back and say, I hear you. I hear that you want to do a focus group and that you think that the focus group is the best way to go. But let's take a step back and let's figure out what the actual business question is. What information do you need? What information will you actually act on? And now we can figure out whether or not focus groups are the best solution or the best method for us to get that information. So just this idea of going back to basics, but also letting go a little bit of the control that we have had previously, and perhaps almost an academic control of the, not just the methodology, but the data itself and what interpretations are being made of that data, which I think really is a shift in the way that we have approached things. And it's going to be a difficult one to make. The last thing that I took away from this was the fact that we still have some serious issues in data collection. And this is this was actually my takeaway from the discussion that there was about the peer-to-peer transaction systems or blockchain. And it's this idea that also came up at IIEX North America last year, that there is a data quality issue that is kind of the elephant in the room. And we are just starting to really talk about this data quality issue. The data quality issue being we have panels, we have panelists, we have sample providers who are doing their best to make sure that panelists are answering questions correctly, that the data that then is given back to the person doing the research is as accurate as possible and even as representative as possible of the population that they're looking for. But it is also true that there are still many ways that people can answer surveys in a way that just gets them in the door so that they can finish a survey, they can get the reward that is being given to them. There is also a problem in the way that people are being rewarded for taking surveys. Panelists are often getting so little in return for providing their opinions. And there is a lot that is all behind that. There is a lot to all of that. And there is a need for us to acknowledge this issue and to try to do something about it. And I think that's where this idea of blockchain is coming in, of this technology that is open ledger, that somehow can be used to do a better job of validating quality responses, quality information flowing through all of these data channels. I will say, though, that even in the conversations I have had since then, and I've had a few conversations involving the blockchain technology or the peer-to-peer transaction system, as a nod to Isaac Rogers from 2020, there is still so much that I am still wary of when it comes to this technology. Part of that is the idea that in order for us to have this open system of data transfer, you're still going to require someone to give a unique identifier type of information so that you can connect information back in. And that right there immediately raises all sorts of flags on privacy. You know, the right to be forgotten as is part of GDPR. There's also just the idea of making sure that the entire system is equitable. And by that I mean equitable to the respondents, to the people who are providing their data, to organizations, to mine, and also equitable to the organizations in a sense of the respondents, I don't know if you even call them respondents at that point, but the data providers, I suppose you could refer to them as that, the data providers being rewarded, being compensated fairly for being willing to provide all this information, but also on the side of the organization that is the data collector, that there needs to also be an acknowledgement that on their side, they can't just be collecting all the information. That these organizations need to be aware of the privacy concerns and ethical about the way that they are using that information. Not to mention the organizations that are doing research. Also, if they do a survey, need to be doing good research and not writing terrible questions in ways that are leading or just, if you're in research, you know that there are so many wrong ways to write a question and that writing good questions is an art and a science. So I'll save that rant for another time. But there needs to be full equity in the system so that organizations are held accountable for the way that they are handling data, and people who are providing that information are not only being compensated fairly, but are also being able to control what information is given at any point, and that whole right to be forgotten. So lots of privacy concerns, lots of privacy questions I still have around this technology. Lots of ethics questions I still have around this technology. And that doesn't even approach the how the technology would actually work for everyone that's involved, the vendors, the clients, the respondents, the individuals, everyone who participates in this. I do think, as I've had these conversations about the blockchain technology, I can see it potentially changing the landscape of market research and the way, and data science, the way that we access information, the way that we get information and use information. But I think we are still, it is still very nascent. We are still just in conversation mode, potentially. That might just be me learning about this still. But I think there is still much to be answered and much to be learned about the technology. And I think I say that because I worry that there is a potential for us to get so far down this path and not be considering the right questions, that we end up making a bigger mess than we already have. I'm not sure if that's possible, because the whole promise of this technology is that it's supposed to be able, part of the promise is that it's supposed to clean all of this up. Clean up a lot of the quality concerns and trust in the data concerns. But that's only one small piece of the entire data ecosystem when it comes to research. So just some food for thought, some of my takeaways from Converge 2018. And I am really looking forward to seeing what's going to continue happening, the conversations that are going to continue happening this year in terms of adopting new technology, whether that is this peer-to-peer transaction system, blockchain, or if it's AI, machine learning, other things that are being done, that are being tested in order for us to continue to evolve as market researchers and do better, smarter, more efficient, and more accurate research to help companies and organizations continue to make better business decisions on behalf of their customers, which ultimately is all of us. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you all later.